I'll go ahead and do the introduction.
My name is Casey. I'm with Michael Baker. I'm here to take notes and responsible for recording the meeting, which was set up to record automatically. So as far as Sarin, I'm not familiar with it.
But like we said, we'll get it. Friends.
Yeah. I'm Sarin. I can do my intro. I'm from Black and Beach. I'm playing basically the same role. I'm going to be note-taking for the duration of this meeting.
Great. So, Sarin, what is your role with Black and Beach? So we just had a presentation by Dr. Wang Kuei Tang. So what's your role with this particular subcommittee?
I work with Hua. She's my manager. I helped in some of the, putting together the slide deck that she had presented. I was one of the people responsible for it.
Gotcha. So will you be working continuously on forward with the Coastal Committee, or is that just kind of ad hoc people fit where they need to?
For today, it's ad hoc, but I think we can evaluate that as we move forward. We have three people from our team and three meetings, so we just picked one and attended the one that worked for us.
Gotcha.
So were we the lucky draw or the first draw?
I would say it's going to be the lucky one.
So, if I may.
Yes.
We just came out of a presentation with a lot of utility information in aggregate. I assume you have got that. Per utility, per community, right? So we could get that broken out for our coastal region?
Yes, but that may not be Black and Beach's wheelhouse, but they should be getting that data and incorporating that data because the presentation from ASAP was more granular on utilities.
They just make presentations. They should have that information.
I agree. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We had two presentations. The granular data came from more of ASAP, and their data also had some shortcomings because it was EIA driven as opposed to, like, they had nothing on SEBA.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. They didn't have the power cost of Snedeshan, 3 cents. Those, there's some data gaps. But anyways, Shireen, go ahead and answer Robert's question there.
If you were repeating it, I played it to mic or something. I didn't fully catch that.
Well, and actually, I just skip that and just go straight to my paper and just say one of the things I would like to see once we have the two contractors reconciled is to actually is a list of our coastal community infrastructure costs. I mean, basically, it's what the presentations were alluding to today. The information that I would like to see to begin our conversations is, okay, the name of all the coastal communities, the current utility, current cost of power, and what percentage of that is green, and then a stat of a thumbnail on the grid. I mean, we're going to start looking at improvements. We have to understand what we actually have to work with. I think it's all pretty much known information, just we don't have it in a
one nice spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. Something that we need to work on.
And one of the comments came up is, what's cost? Is it the wholesale cost? Is it the residential cost? Is it the business cost? Is it industrial cost? And my opinion is it's all the above. You got to break it out because you can't take an average of one, right. And you can't do a business analysis by not breaking it down.
I mean, where the value comes in on that is understanding how we're PCE, PCE program of future. This is our subcommittee.
But it also applies to future investments. So if you have a percentage of industrial, or you have an uncaptured mine, or you have an uncaptured fish plant that's on diesel someplace, because the local utility can't have it, you have to capture that data to do whether or not it's economically viable for new generation or transmission. So it's business related too, besides PC.
So I like the breakdown we saw with the three different classes. We'd like to see there's a general rate average for each of those three classes.
our purpose today, as I'm looking at the agenda, is to not just have another meeting, but we are supposed to accomplish what, Malia, was the goal, task of this purpose of the breakout session?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And then I can just put it on the record.
Sure, yeah. We'll take this opportunity also to just go around this room, too, and say our names for the recording. It's just an audio recording that gets posted, so they can't see us, so they can recognize the voices. My name is Malia. I'm with Michael Baker, and we are helping facilitate this meeting today and capture any action items that come up.
And I'm Duff Mitchell. I'm a public member of the task force, and I'm co-chair with the coastal subcommittee.
And his co-chair happens to be Robert Venables, so I'm very close to inseparable. I'm with the Southeast Conference, which is a state and federally recognized economic development district for Southern Southeast, or for all of Southeast. But I sit on the seat on this task force for economic development orientation. So,
yeah. I'm on the option. I'm the director of Alaska Energy Authority's Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Group, and I'm in the journal on this subcommittee.
Great. And Duff, you had asked, you know, what's the purpose of this meeting today? Our main goal is to have this report out at the end of the whole task force meeting this afternoon and to present the top five, you know, action items or initiatives that the subcommittee is leading towards pursuing at this stage of the plan development. So that's the main purpose of this subcommittee meeting today.
What do you think they're envisioning such action items today?
Well, we do have this action item tracker. Okay, let me pull it up here. And I can also share my screen so those online can see it.
Just really quickly, if I can interrupt, I just want to let you know some of the comments that were discussed earlier. I'm taking notes on that. I'll bring it up with my team when we meet later today. I just didn't want to not acknowledge what you said because I wasn't able to get off mute in time before we kind of moved on. So I do want to acknowledge that I got what you said. I've taken notes and we'll be discussing it further.
Thank you.
Let me share this. Really quick. Okay. So these are the action items that had been captured at previous subcommittee meetings. I hope these look familiar to you. So items similar to this, we could focus more on any of these if you would like, but
Well, I'm going to state something here that I am not one to be putting things into a box or saying these are the priorities or these are the top five. So I just want to state that for the record that one of these may be low in the overall thing, but super, super important to one community, and I don't want to disparage their needs or their efforts. That being said, I think we can categorize some of these, like some of them are improved data, like data, collect data to benchmark the use of net metering, and there's some other ones that are, like our co-chair was explaining, some usefulness of data needs. And so there might be some categorical things that we can report out that the coastal committee is doing, but I think these are all, in other words, I'm not trying to screen anything out at this point.
Okay. With that in mind, we do have 10 to 12 minutes at the end of the day to kind of go through not only what was discussed here, but, you know.
So a pathway that I see is the report, because that's the end state that we're going to do, is things that we need, data, information gathering, which is data, and then directional, like what are some of the big ticket items, and then also, you know, we have things. things that are within state control and outside of state control, or within our control versus other people's control. For example, streamline renewable energy development on federal lands. That's going to require the U.S. Forest Service in our region, because they are 99% of the landholder. But they have had, in the Tongass Land Management, and I'll just go off on this for a second, transmission corridors and land use designation. So is there working with that? But there may be. So I'm trying to categorize this so that we can distill down for a 12-minute report to report out to the rest of the group. I think step one is to review what we have and to see if there's any additions.
Okay. We can start up here.
And maybe, like, under a thing we can maybe categorize as this data collection, or try to categorize, see if we can bunch some things.
Okay.
But,
we have this action item number one here then.
Enhance the affordability of Alaska, including power, heat, and transportation energy. An action description identified policy recommendations relating to the cost of heat as part of the energy mix. So that is, instead of like an action item of a specific generation or whatever, to me that is a policy area.
It's more of a goal than an action.
Yes. So policy goal maybe is the category of that. Did sound like one.
There's a ring on, I guess.
We'll just continue. I have a downloaded copy on my desktop too. You pull up file that I can edit really quick.
Sure.
If I can get my screen on
the
mouse really quick. I don't know, Casey, if you're able to edit the copy that you have, and then I can just jot down some notes right here, and we can add it to the live spreadsheet later.
I do have it pulled up on my
screen. This might be good for my presentation.
I just kind of kicked you out of it. I'm sharing my screen now. I can edit this in real time if you all want to talk through it. I have this note as a policy goal. We can clean this up later.
Yeah, so if you just, I don't know if you can put a column in there and just say policy, if there's a thing. Okay, yeah, you got it under action status. Okay, policy goal. What was the other word that we used? Policy and goal, I think is fine. Establish metrics related to power generation compared to future demand. To me, that is a data need. Do you agree?
Can you blow that up a little bit more?
Well, to try to get that column, unless you could shrink the column down and move it next to the action. You know, if you could hide those partners, collaborators, lead organization, implementation timeline. I don't know if you can, G, H, and I, yeah, you can move those. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Makes it easier.
Is this going to work? Can you see my screen okay?
Yeah.
You can blow it up another 12%. It wouldn't hurt. On your room. Good. Okay. Almost two columns.
You go down the bottom there, move your percent from 100% up to maybe 110, 125, see what we look like.
I'm at one.
Very,
I'm at one.
I'm just trying to blow. You're at 130? Okay, on the screen it's 100, that's why I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Now it's 130. Okay.
Now I'm just doing it. Thank you.
Yes.
You know,
Casey, I can tell by your great picture, you're just a little bit younger than some of us, so we're just trying to visualize better.
Well, I appreciate you helping me figure it out.
So we've got policy goal, data need. You know, I see things like this, number three, integrate heat pumps as an alternative energy resource in coastal Alaska. And then the action description is explore potential for heat pumps as future alternative energy future source in coastal Alaska, identify successful case studies for future implementation in Alaska. To me, this is more like an action item, whether we're going to do anything with our thing or not. It's happening. I mean, there's already a backlog of over 100 air source heat pumps in Juneau, from what I understand. So I would just say action item, or I don't know, what would be a good term, Robert?
I'm still tripping over the word explore. I detest the nice fuzzy words of, you know, exploration. Yeah. And
how about more directional as opposed to softy, and just say
just promote
plan and promote.
Just promote heat pumps.
Not explore potential, but plan and promote heat pumps instead of explore potential. And it's not a future alternative, it's happening now.
Promote heat pumps as an alternative.
Yeah. And I'm gonna throw out to you, Casey, and Amelia, they're already successful in Sweden, Finland, Norway, and you know, I know, and from what I understand, they're also used in Iceland, but I don't know. Actually, I don't have actual knowledge on Iceland, so let me finish. The case studies could be not necessarily like New York or Wyoming. Could be the Scandinavian countries. I'm also going to say that there's United States is a member of the Heat Pump Center, C-E-N-T-R-E, which is mostly European-based, and it gives a dynamic and data set for heat pump use and distribution in all of the member countries, which is EU, United States, and Canada, and Japan. So I just throw that out there on the data where it says identify successful case studies. There's data available on heat pumps.
We can change that word future to further.
The data that's available, do you know specifically where that would be found, or?
Yeah, it's with the Heat Pump Center. I can Google it on my phone. But change his from further to future while I look that up. And I can also go offline with you, Malia, and get you information. I have that.
Okay.
I have all that data in my computer.
And part of the purpose of this committee meeting too is if there is data that's needed to move forward, then we get that needs list compiled, but we don't want to be super general and say we need, you know,
not in general at all. In this discussion somewhere, we need to identify the barriers. So proven technology, so what are the barriers? Why aren't they being utilized more? Part of it's cost, part of it's technology, and I think when we ask scientists, we need to identify what those barriers are.
The Heat Pump Center.
It's an IEA and membership. There's different monthly magazine, Pump Technology Magazine, so it's, and then they publish their ads. And Alaska should be on the forefront of this anyways, because I found out from Clay in our last meeting that he's put a heat pump in Cordova. So we have three seawater heat pumps in Alaska. There's not even one in any other state. We're a world leader on the technology. So I just throw that out as a little bit that we're already, it isn't a future, it's happening. Now, in Southeast Alaska, this is listed as heat pumps, so we also want to put in other heat pumps. We have, believe it or not, Juneau has several ground heat pumps. Our airport is on ground source heat pump. So, under action description, if we could, we have alternate, we didn't just put air source heat pumps, we put all heat pumps, so we're generic enough.
You want to put in the first column, just to set aside We have parenthetical after heat pumps, and we just...
You can put under paren. Yeah, if you want to put after paren, start a paren and then go ASHP for air source heat pump, SW, SP, or S, comma, SWH, and then GSHP. We won't go into sewer-based heat pumps yet, Scandinavia does. They actually scavenge the heat off of their waste treatment centers. It's kind of cool, kind of smelly too.
Well, the issues with heat pump installations is cost. We need to identify those barriers. What are the barriers to implementation? So what are the action items that we need to undertake is identifying
IT barriers. And the barriers also include, right now we have a workforce capacity. That's why we're behind on 100 heat pumps in general. They're wait line. Is there any regulatory things that are barriers?
This doesn't seem to be. But right now they're coming out with heat pumps that are plug and play. You don't have to have a contractor get in line. So,
I mentioned this because I had a specific discussion with IBW, and they feel that there's some workforce development aspects that could come into this play, but I'm just sharing that.
Yeah, there's very hard. I've had money for 2 years, trained some of those guys, but they're paid to put them in, and they're paid to do them again. They're just learning on the job. So, it's frustrating. I'm trying to help the workforce development. Now they come with technology that you don't need them. But so IDing the barriers as an action item.
Yeah, me too.
We'll discover what those are and why they are and
identify barriers underneath action status. ID barriers, I guess. And
is there any specific data needed for that you don't have or coordination with other committees at this time? That's part of this too is, we're identifying these actions, but...
I don't think there's other committees that are going to overlap, but I think there's no information out there. I don't know how you guys list that.
So what we could do with data, that would be nice. I'm just saying you have data you need and then data you'd like to have.
Mm-hmm.
I know that SHEPA has looked at air source heat pumps, and they have data. Don't know whether they would want to share it or not, but they're telling me what their projections are of heat pumps. We have... data from AL&T and from AT&T that could be asked or shared. I know AT&T is giving like a $1,000 rebate to go install in Prince of Wales and other incentive programs. So there's data out there with utilities. And then there's also, I don't know, like the Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell require building permits in Juneau. They're supposed to, but not everybody does a building permit, but there's building permit data as well.
Middle catalog.
Do you want to write these initials down, these utilities? Oh, you got it somewhere else.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm looking up on the screen.
Yeah,
right.
I have ALP, AT&T, SEPA, all for heat pump data.
And Metlakatla.
Metlakatla, like,
Is there a specific entity that has their own utility? Okay. They have a Power Light. Power Light. They did a ground source heat pump system of 100 different drill holes.
Because we're a state task force, I also think that we should, for the workforce, Robert's a wealth of information on that, but I also think that Alaska Heat Smart, which is a nonprofit that promotes the use of heat pumps in Southeast Alaska, I forgot to add Sitka. Sitka is one of the utilities that's moving on heat pumps. They've had heat pump programs where they ran out of money because everybody used all the money up because they installed so many. Workforce development barriers, and I'm not saying it's a barrier because I think they're temporary, but I want to rope in IBW because they may have a couple words to help on this.
Okay. There is one more you said it wasn't a utility that I did catch the name of here.
Alaska Heat Smart. They're located in Juneau.
The two actions that I'd like to see come out of number 12 is the identifying the barriers to installation, but then also to identify the potential savings with full implementation. We're trying to figure out what the impact is on the energy cost, then somebody's got to actually get in with that. Those are the two takeaways that I'm looking for out of.
I agree, and I see the macroeconomics he's talking about, and also the microeconomics. Last Heat Smart, I saw something, and don't quote me on the amount, but it's
okay.
Malia, I don't want to interrupt, but I'm having some latency issues. Do you want to share your screen? Are you updating this in real time as well?
Yeah, we can see your screen, but not anymore. You stopped sharing.
Do you have it open? I'm wondering if it's more reliable to have you share your screen. I wasn't sure if you're working on it in real time or if you're taking it
out. She can't ask. She's blocked out.
I can download it. Copy. Let me see here really quick. It'll just be a local copy on my computer, though, so we won't see his edits, but we'll just have to file that.
Will we be able to reconcile those in time for our report, though, because we should probably pull the baby up and talk to it.
Malia, you and I can
know that. If you still picture, you can stop talking three.
Yeah, Casey will be able to send it to me, and then I can do it this afternoon. I'll have time to do it this afternoon.
Okay, but let's move forward, because we've got like 12 items, so I think we're on four or three.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to go through all of those items, and it's up to you, truly, but I guess we just want to get our takeaways for this report out at the end of the day.
Well, I think we got an overview is that we need data. We have action items and we have policy items that this committee is working for. I don't think we have the end state, but it's definitely work on progress with these items. That's my response. It's 45 seconds or less. We go into the details thereof, but there's some areas we want to cover. So let's pull up your
Can you see that, Casey?
Not yet. It may still be pulling up. Yeah, I'm just seeing your blank screen right now, but
okay. And like I said, Casey can send me the version he has, and we'll get it all.
Yeah. So the G, H, and I in this one is still whatever. So if you want to just use G for right now for action items, and just pretend it's not that column, that's good. So we have. So I agree with we need on the action items. Did we already have that captured? The three. What was the last action status that you got, Malia, that you wrote down on your sheet here?
Casey, I'm not sure what you're seeing, but I'm just seeing like a black screen. That's
what I had too. I wasn't sure if it's my connection, but if you're also having a problem, then maybe something else going wrong.
Well, that's our hidden share, but we see it on the screen here. But if I take 3 minutes and get it functioning, we can do that.
Yeah, let me just...
It is a public meeting. Not that anybody in the public, but if they want to come back and look at it.
And it's just audio recording that gets...
Oh, that's right. Okay, so it's not an issue.
We'll try our best to share...
I'm still just seeing a black screen.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Let me try one more time to share, but it could just be that we have too many people trying to be on the internet right now and slow connection.
Well, usually there's a share and stop share, so if you hit share.
Yeah. Are you just seeing a blank screen now, Casey, too?
No, when you're not sharing your screen, I can see, the team's, your profile, okay. your name.
Maybe I'll turn our camera off so that's trying to go through.
There you go.
And we will try to share.
Show us window. And go fix that. Wait. Go
through that one. We should not. Yeah. We'll select
as
strong
file as you want.
Okay. We will try to share that, but we might just have to kind of clip on forward, knowing that the audio is getting posted, and then for Casey and sharing online, what we're doing is basically just capturing what we're saying in the Excel sheet.
Right. There's your screen. We can see it now. Or I can.
Okay.
Yep, same.
Okay. Is this the one you can edit now? Because the task says read-only. This is going back to the read-only issue. If you hit edit workbook at the top.
If you hit edit workbook, you should be able to save a local copy.
No, it says Bill Anderson has this workbook locked.
Yeah. All right. Let me just exit out of that. Here, let me just share this. I think the issue was probably just the video was trying to go through. Let me know if you can see that, and we will continue on here.
I can see your screen.
Great. And this is one that you can edit. So, we did the action item number 3, integrate heat pumps. We've talked about that.
Okay, number 4, collect data, benchmark, and use of vent metering. This is data collection, but the purpose is what, Robert? Let's help come me out here for your net metering, commercial net metering, digital net metering around the country. Okay, I brought this forward before, and, you know, you see a lot of explosion in solar in the rail belt area, and that relates to net metering. So we need to find, you know, the status of net metering in our coastal communities. And if there's, well, one is the status, so that's the base data. And then just have data and information, make decisions, applicability benefits, and future implementation. So we should know what the net metering rules and configurations are for our Southeast communities. So we have state law, and then we have how utilities implement or execute it, and it would be nice to know what is the policy of Ketchikan Public Utilities. Those are of Alaska Power Telephone.
And broadly stated, just so that it's like a barrier, what's very unique in most of the communities, not the five that have robust grids, just in the small grids, you can't just have a blanket, plug in and take advantage of that metering.
I don't think you're legally required, but I don't think certain utilities, if you're in a small thing, perhaps are enough from that metering, are they not?
So I guess my question is on the net, do we really want to say net metering, or do we want to say integrating non-utility renewables? Or do you really want the money? So is that the goal this year?
No, it's net metering. It's individuals putting solar roofs on, like in Haines, it's people putting other regimes, and like the tribal entity trying to put a solar regime in Cape. Those are net metering, technically. Now, it could be a residential, a commercial, or a muni, or a tribal net metering. And other states have commercial net metering, and other states have even munis that put solar panels on, like, parking lots, sell into the utilities. So it's, I think the word of the use of net metering, I mean, it could be expanded to non-utility generation, too, but I think net metering is a...
Well, all of those are non-utility generation that you mentioned.
Yeah, but there's specific rules and laws on net metering where there isn't on the other. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying net metering is a word I think we should use.
That's fine with me, but like I was saying, we need to identify the grid issues to the smaller groups, qualifying those utilities and their grid, because it doesn't matter what average policy is. If you have a crash system that, or else it's unbalanced or it's unstable, then you really haven't done anything. So I'm looking for community solutions.
Okay, so maybe that would be even just a new action item to capture down here.
But I think you have to recognize with the barrier, I mean, net metering is such a grand and glorious fuzzy-wuzzy that sounds like probably the most unknowledgeable person would want to do that. It's just no barrier. But there are, but allows
to get to the grade of F by the solar industry or its integration by net metering.
So it's identified.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're putting identified barriers, but it's back on the net metering. Or is it talking about identified barriers on the grid? I'm trying to get this clarified. As a
I think they're both related. So they need more later on, though, Barry.
Yeah,
we're doing down
there. Yeah, because it's all an action item. If it's even tied to another action item, just to kind of get it.
Rolling. And identifying the net metering, and then you can put in this, if this is a new one, because it's identify grid barriers, grid distribution barriers, not because he's specifically talking about crashing systems. So identify grid and distribution barriers for net metering and non-utility generation. And I always seem to say barriers, so we should say identify grid and distribution barriers / opportunity.
And challenges.
Well, I'm looking at the positive side of the barriers challenge, or you could say challenges and opportunities.
Is there
a negative?
Sure. Is there specific data needed for that, or?
Yeah, like I mentioned, we should just get a litmus of what is the current status of net metering and non-utility generation in each of the service areas of Southeast Alaska. Of coastal communities. I don't want to say Southeast Alaska. So I'll be careful. We're including
coastal. Same issue.
Status of 9 utility and net metering. So we'll make sure we're not just doing one. If we look at this a week later.
I'm going to add another action item here too, which would be, again, identifying the barriers to heat pumps, right? So that's what we discussed earlier.
I think we're getting into too many things where I think that goes into the action of that earlier air source heat pump. This isn't a new action item.
Okay.
And I'm in the same way with the net metering, the identified barriers in net metering. That is a sub of the earlier thing. It's not a new one. I don't want to get confused later that we're duplicating HQ.
Yeah. And then just kind of going back to, you know, what we're trying to accomplish today with our report out. I know you spoke about being, it's kind of hard to dilute it down to these 5 things that we're sharing, but
If I'm right, it may be that there's an overarching action item here of identifying all of the data needs, you know, all of the action items that we identify as data needs. Maybe we create one action that encapsulates most of those and prioritize that as kind of the first step.
Yeah, no, I agree. We could color code them as opposed to put them in prioritization. So if we go through here, let's just find out which ones are data needs, which ones are policy, which ones are actions, and then we have the three categorical areas, and then they're all subtasks from there or sub-action names from there. I can agree because it's organizational in my mind for that, but I'm flexible as well.
Okay. So add a new action item here. Which would be to identify data needs.
Identify data needs. Identify policy needs. And action items or action. Yeah. Those are the three categories of everything above.
Okay. I think if we, you know, talk about every single one of these action items here, we just run out of time. We are not borrowed time here, but we're supposed to be wrapping up this specific committee meeting at about 12:30, so we have a little less than an hour left. I just wanted to go back to this. I'm not sure if you have a copy of this.
It wasn't in the packet. I got it, and if it wasn't, I read it earlier.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's printed out.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think
I didn't bring that. I should have had it.
I'm just looking at this bullet point right here. So consensus building on the top 5 actions and initiatives that the subcommittee is considering at this early stage. And again, early stage being that it's subject to change, but just to speak on today, you know, if we're identifying anything that needs further research, like this talked about with the heat pumps or further data needed, that's kind of, I think, also what we're trying to capture here today.
To put this around, we have many items here. I was going to categorize the new lines for trying to get on to Michael's.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's kind of infinite action items with this plan, right? But
I don't know, but if I only have like very basic baseline stuff, I'm looking for some of these things are more ancillary to some of the basic.
Okay.
Information so, I talked about earlier.
Sure.
But, you know, when you come up with the, utility information for each of the coastal communities, a facet that I think we need to know is this new generation, represents of it's already renewable, but also with the generation of PV, are they already at utilization? Or do they have excess capacity that can be sent to heat pumps, et cetera? Or are we proposing new generation to what magnitude? So knowing what the generation is and what the generation capacity is importance. And then AEA has got a whole, I think it's a plethora of information about what the local resources are around those communities. And so you're not expecting it's a team out there, but we have that information. What are the natural, what are the resources, whether the natural resources or not? But, do they have identified wind, solar, hydro, are they, a diesel, are they part of the, community that imports diesel or natural gas? So what is the resource mix and supply chain issues there? And then, talked about the rates in the presentations earlier today, but the rate costs, basically, as I understand, you've got energy components, you've got your non-fuel costs, which includes distribution, but kind of a breakout what those are, so we know we're trying to lower them. We get fixated on energy. And most communities that I'm working with don't have exorbitant energy costs, that exorbitant non-fuel costs, distribution costs. And so if we're trying to lower the cost of energy to Alaskans, we need to have what it is we're trying to lower, because we're going to get fixated on generation and utilization, and the non-fuel costs are five times that. So I need that basic profile before I can begin my work as a task force. I came from recommendations. We need to convert everything to hydro and get that hydro cost down to 3 cents per kilowatt hour, but then I've got non-fuel costs of 3 cents. I really can get anywhere
here. Well, then the question goes even further. Why is it 33 cents?
That's why I need to know.
Do we need to consolidate utilities? Do we need to, have something step in? What's inefficient? Why is it 33 cents? Because you won't find 33 cents operating costs in Washington, Iowa.
You will if they have a non-grid community of 500 people and they have to have a full-time lineman, and
I'm asking the hard question and giving the hard answer.
I know, but you can't even have that conversation because you know what the facts are.
Yeah, and all you're saying is, let's put it out on the table.
Facts.
Put the issue on the table. So so what he's saying is we have some high non-fuel. It doesn't matter what you can get 3 cent power, but if your, team of accountants and CEOs and your consultants that come in and fix your gen sets are X, and you're trying to spread that over 100 people. Well, I don't want to say not going to happen, because we're tasked to get the lower cost of power, but it has to be addressed.
It has to be subsidized, or it has to be addressed, so this might be for facts.
Yeah.
We're not so that we go.
So I don't know if we're helping you, Lily. I'm a very visual person, and this has been a little frustrating for me, because I'm trying to get through this. I'm trying to get what is necessary. So I think I see three large areas, and I almost want to jump up and use the whiteboard, because this is not getting me where I want to go, or at least in my mind, for a report that we need to generate for the rest of the folks. And I assume that as the committee chairs, we're presenting, not you and not Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm trying to take ownership here. So I see policy, let's go back up to the three big tickets. I'm sorry that I'm going to write because I just can't. So we've got data needs.
This is important work. This is what you can see next to it.
Data needs to make sure that data policy happens. include the properties of all that are mingled. So that's the three, that's the three big categories on this. It's, we can say action, policy, data, or all the above, because some are going to be mixed.
Okay. That was more excited at the first one.
Yeah. Policy and learn potential.
Okay.
And that's also policy. You have net metering this policy established that nobody wants to do it. That is action, but I'm also going to say in the action description, the purpose isn't just for infrastructure, it's to stabilize grids. I'm also going to go back to that one there, stabilize grids, and then say integrate. No, even stabilize grids is good, period. Integration of renewables. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's.
Review state and federal regulatory requirements, identify opportunities to streamline the approval process, decrease costs, and save
money. That's a data in action.
Electrify the Alaska air fleet.
That is that's a policy in action.
Well,
but
it's also action because policy is largely being accomplished by the action, so it's kind of backwards, but
okay, I'll take it. I'm good. Action policy.
No.
I'm just trying to get it because you've given the fine acts.
Yep.
Partner with the Alaska Native Tribes for mutually beneficial energy development, production, and distribution.
It's a policy in action. It's also action. Someone has to just talk about it, someone's got to do it.
Educate and train an Alaskan workforce with technical skills and electrification.
That's what I was talking about earlier with heat pumps and other sides of things with policy and action.
Okay. Implement shortage ship power at state ports and harbors to sell excess energy to cruise ships.
It's going to be all three.
All three.
It's got data, policy, and action.
Well, then the data is one of those two, or the very one.
Okay.
All that data is going to be.
Yeah, but you don't have the fuel at every place. But yeah, you're right. You still have to have. Yeah, still have to have the sources.
Okay. Streamline renewable energy development on federal land.
As a policy in action.
But what we need is updated, I don't know, here, sir, because we need to know what those resources are, all federal lands. And largely what a lot of them are.
I'm just going to jump in here. I got studies going back to 1906 on all the renewable energy, hydropower in Southeast Alaska, and with the Chugach, but I'm trying to get to 10 cent power in the back of my mind and affordable energy, and I don't want us to go on a rabbit chase of redoing what we've already had in previous studies of energy development potential. I think we've had many studies that have identified the top 20 potential developments in Southeast. I know it's done in Corpo and also on the Kodiak, so I agree with you, that is good. I think we need to do it, but I just don't want to send Black and Beach on a rehash of the past. I think we need to bring it forward.
Yep. 90% of data is just collating, it's not discovering.
Yeah, okay, so it's data collating, not creating. Fair enough. That's what I was concerned, is that we're sending a task out for recreation.
There's no time or budget for any...
But we have new people from Black and Beach, and we have new people from Michael Baker, and you and me have been doing with this for four decades, and so I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
You sound old. Don't say 4 years.
You say what? I've been here for 4 decades.
You say over 20 years.
I just look young.
I think I just pulled
it back up in
there. Okay. Fair enough. So from these actions that have been already recorded here, any that stick out that you feel like you want to highlight?
I want to review these again. Go back down to grid. I want to see what we have for grid. Electrify, partner, educate, ensure we don't have, keep going up. I want to see where we have transmission. I could have swore we had transmission in there before, and I'm not seeing it.
Well, it's the literacy of the federal lands. That's where you saw it.
I'm going to, no, we had
expand transmission lines.
Where's that? This one here?
Yeah,
that's it. Okay, identify funding and financing. Okay, great. I was missing it, so I just wanted to.
Points?
What's that?
Ticket points, please.
You absolutely do. You get a gold star for memory retention, even though we've been doing this for four decades. Thank you for allowing me to catch up.
There's something that we wanted to add to this one.
That's what I was just reviewing to review. Okay, so now we've got to make sure that that's in there for tough. Let's go to your thing. Is that your next step?
Oh yeah. Well, just from what we have here in the action item tracker log, is there anything that we just want to highlight to share today with the you're both intimately familiar with what's happening here, but just for the purposes of sharing out with the rest of the task force, you know.
Well, one, I would state that I'm going to start with data, okay? One, I would state that there's already a great existence, a great creation of past studies and existing data.
Mm-hmm.
However, the world has changed. And that change is beneficial electrification, the air source heat pumps, the new demands, and the new changes that are impacting each utility and grid system. So even though we have robust past data, we need some data on specific items going forward. And that is, we've identified, and let's hit the policy ones. You have the Alaska Ferry Police, you have air source heat pumps, you have battery energy storage. If you go down your thing, we've identified the policies. The data needs. Dock electrification. Streamlining energy development on federal lands. Those are all the data things that we had. Now, and then the next phase is we've discussed policy. And the policy is areas that we build on from the data that we currently have and the data that we're going to accumulate or that we're going to try to process and obtain.
Right.
You know, you can wish for data that doesn't exist and, you know, go on a maze.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
As far as I'm concerned, all of this work we've done to now gets us to the battery box. We haven't started committee work, and we can't until we get body of work that we've asked for. So it's all been a great warm-up to now. What should our expectations be? We're going to go out there and tell them, oh, yeah, we've got a list of everything we need so we can get started, but do we have an expectation that we will get this information in the next 1, 2, 3?
The data specifically. The data committee is having a 2-day working meeting, I believe, later this week, so there could be.
Well, I think we need to put in our RFI request for information, or here's what this committee needs for data and what can be done. And it may be ask that they may, that they may not be the clearinghouse. It may be something Black & Veatch or Michael Baker works or talks to, like I just gave you the heat pump center stuff, right? I have data sets, but I think it should be him. He probably has some data too. So there may be some follow-up with staff and us as co-chairs of what data sets are available, where do we fish for the data. So I'm not having you and Michael or others go bat for a pinata. At least, or if you're batting for a pinata, at least you know there's candy in it.
What is the data committee? Who is that?
No.
I can look up.
But what is their purpose? Their purpose isn't to serve the needs of each other.
Contractors or task force members?
Let me pull up my people here really quick. I can get over here. The data committee is meeting this afternoon, so I believe that the chair is a task force member, but I don't want to speak.
Do you know what happened to tab down the bottom, energy data, see what they have? Yeah, it's pretty vague.
I mean, all task force members are going to do is create those with faster lists all we get, which we just did already. So,
So our subcommittee has specific data needs to request.
Are contractors getting together then to split up, figure out who's getting what from whom? Or?
Michael Baker is not really involved with the data side of this stuff specifically. We're more so just trying to facilitate communication between the committees as it's necessary and helping you get in touch with the correct people to get the data. But sourcing the data isn't something that Michael Baker does.
Yeah, I'll take that.
But there's a fault line there. So what does Black & Veatch pick up for that? Because I see a gap of what he's requesting versus what we'll end up getting in 3 weeks.
Or
I don't.
I'm at the balance box where someone pitched me what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you going to facilitate getting that from? You've got all of our requests. So are you going to EEA? Are you going to Black & Veatch? You going to ASAP?
Not be a question more so for Michael, but that's why we're recording all of these notes too. And that's part of it is that we're recording all of this information in the meetings and then Michael and his team will. Maybe Casey can speak on that more, too.
I think we may be staring in the face of a larger action item here, which is the overarching action item that I'm alluding to is, you know, identifying who's going to look at this list, say, here are all the data needs we want. Where can we get them? Who are we tasking with getting them? I think that's maybe the most prominent action item that needs to happen so everybody feels like they have a baseline of the information they're requesting. Do we want to identify that as an action item at the top of this list and delegate that to somebody?
Well, and I'm just going to flavor that, you know, I've been in these kind of planning sessions in the military, you know, you don't have all the data on your enemy.
I think my point is just that, you know, now that we have a list of data needs that need to be fleshed out, you know, who goes through and says, there may be information here, we need to ask this person, let's get a request for information out here. I don't know who does that, but I think that can be one of the action items that comes out of this meeting, is that we identify what we're asking for in hopes that some of it comes back.
Great. Well, my only recommendation or request is that you buy all the data we asked for.
And we have your big ask down here as getting utility information for each coastal community, which is generation capacity, if they're at 100% utilization, what's the resource mix, any supply chain issues,
false
percent green.
Cost breakdown and that can come from their sheriffs, but we need that put out in the spreadsheet.
I mean, it's all known. I mean, the information is out there.
Yeah.
That's the study, so that's the question.
And I don't know with the public meeting and all, but, you know, you can, Robert and I can have emails and you can discuss with us and we can help you with these things. But I just want to make sure it's in the public venue too. Okay, so we got data requests. Let's go to, I'm monitor your time here.
Oh yeah, we're good. I still need a little after 12. So I do have that written down here.
So I'm just going to go by policy and actions, because that's how I can categorize these. So we've talked about data needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's policy development that's intricately tied with that data. And then there's initiatives and actions thereof or market consideration. So they're separate, but they're integrated. And we've listed our policy areas that we've identified.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in my mind, I have the list of data, the list of policy, the list of actions, and then I can explain that to the rest of the.
Sure.
I can explain that to the rest of the group. I need those kind of broken down from there into those three categories.
Okay. Would color coding be most helpful
fine.
For you?
Red, green, yellow, blue, okay. Whatever. Just all actions should be. And if they're a mix, then we need to. Also, so yeah, action item, policy, whatever, however you want color code.
Okay, we'll do yellow for policy.
Red always means negative.
So. Yes, we'll stick there. Red harnesses.
Harnesses.
Bad feelings for
yes.
People. Policy and data, let's split. Is there a way that would most easiest for you to have that represented?
Blue. No. You go with light colors. It's easier to read when you share this.
Sure.
That was one that we have yet. We'll put orange. Let's turn it off from yellow. Three. Yeah, they're all blue. They're close enough. Yeah,
fashion policy. See, they're all split.
So go back up here, green, and the orange bothers me because that's the action. So let's change that color if you don't mind, just to humor me.
Okay.
Let's make that a lighter green or something. It's just differentiating. Well. Maybe not. Maybe it's too close. I'm trying to get it other than orange, because orange is close to red for me, and I'm trying to say I want to be flipping these into actions. So, yeah. Or go gray, light gray. One thing that I want to do, and I want to integrate here, I want to go off all the way down to the bottom, something that I want to think about in the future, and it's not now as an action item, but to review other subcommittee actions for overlap, synergy, and integration. I think that it's just a wise thing to do to see what other people are doing, so we're not in silos, but we're kind of,
sure.
Hey, they got a good idea.
And I think that's part of what the report out at the end of today is partially focused on is an opportunity for people to share. I don't have any good examples, but if our goal is like, well, one of our actions is to do such and such very specific thing, and then share that out towards the group, those probably wouldn't overlap with you necessarily, but that's what the share out at the end of the day is too, I think, somewhat focusing on is so people know what everyone else is up to.
So we're in common with the rule subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
No, but we have to have some linkage so that technology is at scale that works so well in the rail belts can actually still benefit other areas. So your technicians that work on these pumps that they are not going to be residing pre-flock or wherever, you know, they're going to come from the rail belts most likely. And so you want to have the synergies between all the regions, so it's good to achieve us.
Okay.
So if we could just talk about it, we started talking about this earlier, data sources for Blacker Beach, Michael Baker, us, AEA, ASAP, I don't care. We need to talk about where we're going to source the data. And so sourcing the data is going to come from Coastal Utilities is one option. Two is Coastal Previous Plans is another source. I think plans also going to do slash studies, which is just a dock electrification study done in June, and they have educated to, you know, they have, you know what I'm saying, even though it was very much for a community.
There's a whole green corridor initiative that's doing certification this year. Yep.
Yes, sir. So it's coastal communities, previous coastal plans and studies.
Yeah, and you got the we have the utilities and the other data is previous work done by, well, it's not just coastal, but it's like state energy plans, the previous renewable energy. Some of the stuff that he was alluding to where there's already been data generated that may not, it may be like rolled up into a state plan, but it has a southeast section or a coastal section that we can parse past data from.
Okay.
And then policies are in somewhat of the same way. We need to know what the policies are of, like, does, like, for example, AT&T has a $1,000 rebate if you go buy a AirSource heat pump. It would be nice to know what those individual utilities are doing in their policies toward a specific action that we have. Is AT&T thinking about the electric ferry talking at Skagway? Because that's a power grid issue. It overlaps.
I don't see those more as programming the policy to electric officials, but you're lumping those all together.
Well, the policy of the community is one thing, but I'm talking about lowering the cost of power, and I don't know with our current regulatory setup if the CBJ says do this or do that, or SIC is different because they have their own community, but you know, there's differences in who has the lever. But you're right, a lot of policy from the community saying, hey, we shall or we should. I don't know if you heard last night, Public Works Committee with a direction to develop an on-bill financing for heat pumps out of the sewer water heat pumps out of the sewer and water bill. Don't know where that's going to go. Again, it's public official with policy.
It works through. We'll be happy.
It passed unanimously. So he should be happy. So as far as actions, we can talk about and list our actions that we're looking at in a very high-level thing for today's calibration meeting. I'm going to call it a calibration with everybody.
I would not even use the word action. I'd say some conceptual thoughts. Without that, I won't take action.
I think, just like, general direction that you're considering going.
But I'm using your words, action names, so I'm trying to correlate with other people in their talks, and we can say, hey, we need some more data. But I'm not, but to be fair, I'm going to recommend, as co-chair, recommend actions rather than stall by studies that we don't have enough data to do this, because there is things that we can do directionally that go beyond this task force that may be a call to continue to get data. But I see what he's saying, so he wants all the data in there.
And they're meeting later this week for, like I said, many, many hours.
I'm not worried about them. I think, I don't know if they're worried about our data.
Sure. And that's also what part of this is too, is to let them know what your needs are. So, which we do have recorded here.
Yeah.
So.
At this point, I'm just repeating myself, so we can't outside and take actions and focus on the right target.
Sure.
And I feel differently, but that's all right. I'll express my.
That's why we have to be both be co-chairs, because we don't see the same thing exactly the same way.
Well, get an intake there.
I just know in my interview, I'm not getting on this task force unless we're taking actions and moving the needle forward, because I don't want to sell my study plan or put some on the shelf.
I mean, state action statement without the right information, so that we're still recovering from. So I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just on the other side of the elephant. I'm a blindfold on trying to describe energy solutions.
I feel blindfolded
without data.
Well, let's be fair. So I'm gonna ask you, because we're the two members working on this. Where are you blind, and what specifically data do you need to move that particular agenda item or action item forward? Because I think that's a useful discussion.
Rate cost and energy availability.
Rate cost and energy, and what if you don't get it?
Then we're not doing anything meaningful for our communities.
Well,
it's a shoot line.
But let's say you got it for Juno, or you got it for Ketchikan, and
we know intuitively what needs to happen in our region. But I mean, as far as building a state plan, as a guide policymakers to take actions, I just see the state doing it in too many different departments to different ways.
And I hear you, but I also have been, and you've been involved with, we've had study after study after study, and you change the assumptions, you get different data, and then you have the data, and then it's old within 2 years. Okay. The 2018 Southeast Integrated Resource Plan says don't build any hydro and give everybody a pellet stove. I don't think today, I'm paraphrasing.
Rewriting a little bit.
Well, I'm almost paraphrasing to the word Senator Stedman.
You're not putting my plan.
Well, I didn't know what your plan. I'm sorry if you're taking defense on it, but my point is that we are going to have always changing data, and it changes upon the price of fuel goes to $8 a gallon from $4. It changes everything dynamically. And it changes.
Not from hydro.
No, hydro's perfect in those situations.
So we know what communities they are, so we know where their risks are.
We're running transmission lines, because now all of a sudden that fuel is jacked up so high that the cost of minimally viable transmission makes sense.
Okay.
Yep. So you guys are all smiling because you're hearing the Southeast dynamics. Or the coastal dynamics. I got
it. It's just repeating ourselves in the green. Then it's green? No, it's green. No,
we're on the level.
This is just me being curious too. You need your background data, obviously, but is there anything you said, you know, you knew kind of intuitively what needs to be done for the coastal region? Is that something that you?
It's Southeast, not the entire coastal region. That's why I know that, because we definitely know our regions, because it's what we've been doing for the last over 20 years. So
we're missing Kodiak. Is Kodiak in our group? So we do not have, so we need to add the Kodiak utility, because they're very progressive in taking care of themselves. Cordova's in our group. Cordova's very proactive in taking care of their needs. And Clay's not here. He's a member, but he's obviously co-chairing on other committees. So we're dealing with applicants. We're dealing with two-thirds of the committee, got the chairs. But, you know, one of the things that I want to have is more integration from and input from utilities. We cannot do pie in the sky and then say, go do it, or here's the recommendations, and then have them say, well, you didn't consider this, or this. So I think there's some integration for other input into our subcommittee. And that could be part of, hey, SEPA, we're looking for your data, but we also need your input on these items.
That's why we need your data. How will we fill this contact information? So.
Specifically, Claudia and Cordova, because that's where...
Me? Those these just want to go bigger. Google give me the data.
But they're part of the coastal. So we got southeast from Metlakatla all the way up. I mean, I mentioned today Hydro. Nobody talks about Hydro, but I think they have one of the lowest costs of power in the state.
So they're Canadian.
Exactly, but what is the model? Oh, it's postage stamp. Oh, I'm not saying we do it. We had to discuss it out
there. Everybody gets 10 cents.
Well, you know what? It's a discussion item. Governor said put all of it on the table.
Just saying, you know it, too.
If you postage stamp rail belt, and I'm not talking rail belt, if you postage stamp transmission, if you postage stamp the transmission of the rail belt, you can move power cheaper too. Ask each utility CEO, and they'll have to grapple with that.
That's why they didn't invite you to the committee.
Huh?
That's why they didn't invite you to the committee.
We're allowed to attend.
I think we're good.
Great. Any bit that this can be packaged up for you to help, or this will be, we'll have it on the SharePoint, and we'll make sure.
Yeah, is there a thing, can I get a print copy of this as we have it today?
I'll see about that.
Or when you can get me a print copy, and then I'd also like, you know, you're going to tune this up with some of the comments and points we had. You were writing on a separate Word document. I'd like to have it just in my hands.
Sure.
I'm going to talk.
Yeah, I'll see about getting hooked up to a printer.
I can get this copy too, because this is helpful.
Please, this is the guideline.
Oh, you got multiple copies. Great. Does that copy the same copy?
Copy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can see about getting the sheet printed off. I don't know if I can print here, but not as you know. Anything else from people online?
Not for me.
So I just want to hear from Sarah. I want to hear from Sarah since Black & Veatch has the consulting contract for data gathering. You heard Robert's opinions on the need for data and whatnot. Who is the POC for consolidating data on the Coastal Committee? If there is one, and if there isn't one, how do we take your it? And three, the resources that you're providing for in your scope to try to pull this data together. Or others pull this data.
From our side, it would be WA. WA would be the point of contact for the data gathering.
Okay. So is that her first name, right? Dr.
WA Fang, yeah.
Wafang. So can you elevate this up to her because you see whatever, so we're not repeating this.
It's a protocol. Michael Baker takes it to them and they respond, right? Usually he's off her.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not, I'll ask Michael about
that.
Well,
I'm just here to clarify stuff.
You're the official server.
So official server, are we on track? Because they pay the bills. They pay the bills.
You get the recording.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you very much for your help. Are you going to be with us on a committee future? Hey, you're in today.
I happen to be actually coming back from a personal trip to Anchorage today, but as needed, I'll be hopping on.
One of the things that I would like, and Michael Yaffe was on our last meeting, and he was very helpful. One thing that I've found in just organizational management meetings is consistency of the parties, because you get the nuances, you get the back and forth, a little bit of background of discussion, the sharing of knowledge, the situational awareness, and it's nice for consistency rather than jumping in and then somebody would say, what's that ideas part of the earlier discussions? And I know we've changed some hands going in with the subcommittees, but that would be a recommendation with the staffing of things, of how we maybe go forward.
Sure, yeah, I'll definitely pass that on to Michael.
Sarah and Casey, you think those are good ideas? Your input?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, same.
I think it makes sense to have the same people speaking on the same topics.
Yeah, I would agree. I think just, you know, stuff can get, like, lost in translation. I think just having the same people time in, day out, I think will be beneficial. So, in total agreement.
Yeah, like, I'll just go off topic here. I saw the top four action items or energy items for Southeast Alaska or for coastal from Way. It was hydro, pump storage hydro, offshore wind, and onshore wind. And I love pump storage. I could put pump storage on my particular hydropower site. I think it's a great thing in the future. But the reason why you do pump storage is because you have time of use or you have an energy demand that you shape. And I don't see, even though you have the bountiful opportunities to invest in pump storage, if you take it to USDA or USDOE or any merchant power banking, you'll never get financing for it because there's no differential and there's no value on it. They'll just say, why aren't you just doing conventional hydropower? And it's things like that that if you know our region, you know those little nuances, you won't put them on a PowerPoint in front of the whole group. Because there's screening criteria that's already been done on certain energy things. Although it's a great thing to talk about in the future. And maybe there will be a unique application for it somewhere in the coastal area. Particularly in Kodiak may have a pump storage situation that they're doing because they need to free up some grid or what I'm going to call the shaping their grid. But, little things like that. But if we have consistency with staff, we can kind of integrate. So when we put things forward out, we'll have, situational awareness of what exists and where the region already is.
All right, well, if there's nothing else from you two online, you might call a meeting, stop the teams, and
we're 4 minutes early.
Pick back up after.
You're great managing the meeting.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Casey and Sarah, for attending. Casey, can you just send me that Excel? That'd be great.
I can, yeah. Would you want to get onto a separate call offline and just go over anything that we can bring it all together? Okay. All right, well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.